In just a minute, Bill duets with James Taylor on a touching rendition of Caro Rima on My Mind. God. It's our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Alonzo, a new study shows that while communicating, what little addition can save a relationship?
Apology?
Try
no.
it.
Let's see. I'm taking this as a communication between the two people involved two people. In a relationship.
And I'll give you a hint. These days, as you know, most communication between people happens by text. So right. adding what can save your relationship?
Punctuation.
No.
No, I'm telling you from experience. Punctuation. Right. Makes a huge difference, Peter.
Yeah.
Oh, that comma will save you sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
For example, eggplant, peach, happy face, question mark?
Emojis?
Yes, emojis. That's the key. What is the difference between a marriage counselor and a tiny picture of a smiling turd? Well, one can save your relationship, and the other never just comes out and tells your wife that she's the one who's wrong. A linguistics study shows that emojis can help men and women avoid misunderstandings by expressing the tone and underlying emotion of a text. That is why Apple is currently developing a sexually frustrated with poor self-esteem face emoji just for teenage boys to use while texting girls.
Well, I'm sticking with punctuation on this.
Adam, just like the United States, Japan has problems with its police force. In Japan, many police officers are in desperate need of what?
Pants.
No, they have pants. They're well pleated. They're nice.
What I need is a hint.
I see. Well, the...
Do they need hints?
No. Well, who doesn't in this puzzle of a life?
Yes.
Their motto is to protect and twiddle our thumbs.
They need work.
Yes, they need something
they need
to
crime.
Do. They need crime. Japan is bad at being bad. Crime rates in Japan have fallen so low in the last 13 years that police officers are literally looking for things to occupy their time. In fact, in one case, and this is real, a group of police just set out a case of beer on the sidewalk and waited for someone to take one, only to immediately charge them with theft. Not only are they bored, they have no idea how to throw a party.
I'm just thinking Law and Order Tokyo would be the most boring show you've ever seen.
What do you think happened here, Lieutenant?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
How about over here? Yeah. Let's just draw chalk outlines anyway. Maybe a body will fall in.
Amy, the summer travel season is upon us, and according to a report from KTVI in St. Louis, more and more people are traveling with completely fraudulent what?
Family members or...
Not really, my sister. No.
You're completely almost, you're, fraudulent.
You're close. Some people consider them a member of their family, which is why...
Pets,
they,
animals.
Yes, pets. Completely fraudulent support animals.
I've seen this.
Well, yes. who hasn't wanted to do that?
We all know traveling by airplane with a pet is expensive. It's no fun for the pet down in the hole. But the law says you can bring a, quote, service animal on any airplane for free. But still, it's really inconvenient to lie to your therapist or blind yourself with acid. So many people are just picking up just buying a vest for their dog and faking that their dogs are emotional support animals, when in many cases they're quite emotionally distant. I will say that the people who actually need support animals, people who are blind and need seeing eye dogs, etc., they are outraged by this.
I bet.
Plus the effect on the animal, knowing that they've been roped into this life of crime.
Yeah. You know what?
They better not be flying to Tokyo.
Yeah. There are a lot of eager police ready to bust them.